with Billy Milano, and we're backstage at the Maritime Hall for an amazing event, the benefit for Chuck Billy Thrash the Titans. Talk about how you became involved.
I actually got a phone call from Debbie Abono, who said it was gonna that something was happening for Chuck. She explained the situation to me, and that I should be expecting a phone call if I was at all interested, and without a doubt, you know. It just took a half a second for me to say yes, and so here I am.
Big Dan the Man from SOD, what's up?
Once again, I'm really enjoying the hospitality, like the fine green marijuana you have up here.
Indeed.
This is just a one-off for a good cause, and it's great to play, you know, play here again. We had a fucking great time last time we played here, and it was definitely unforgettable, and it's part of the DBG, as you guys probably know.
Yes, yes.
And metal. That says it all, I think.
This is a song of hope. It's called Fuck the Mental Ease.
Turned out to be a family love fest. I mean, look at all the people that are in the house tonight.
Yeah, it was excellent. Very cool. It was all good.
You did great as the MC tonight, man.
Yeah, you know, you had. You should have your own sitcom, bro.
No. I don't want to get paid for what I like to do. Wouldn't be fun.
We got our own mission with SOD.
Are we going to do another record, maybe?
Next year.
Very cool. Yeah. That's good to know. Do you have a title for it yet?
No, not yet. We're going to write songs and see what happens.
Stuttering, John, spit it out.
You're telling the Paul Bailoff story. It's like, you know, you're the East Coast Paul Bailoff, he's the West Coast Billy Milano. You ever look at it that way?
No.
I look at it that way.
You're drunk, though.
Not yet, I'm not.
Thank you for being with us, Mr. Milano.
Thank you. Billy, please.
Ciao.